You're listening to SBS News.
Doctors diagnosed Angie Gale with stage 4 blood cancer, but she's in complete remission after having a one-time personalised treatment known as CAR T-cell therapy.
It was pretty amazing that in such a short time that you can get those sort of results. It was something I probably wasn't expecting.
In mid-2020, during Victoria's second lockdown, a sample of the 68-year-old's blood was collected and sent to a special lab in the United States. While there, the white blood cells, or T cells, were separated out, reprogrammed, and sent back weeks later as a tailor-made infusion. Executive Director of Business Ventures at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, Associate Professor Dominic Wall, says the CAR T cells go to work hunting down and destroying cancer cells.
It's a laser precision treatment for your cancer that spares, in most instances, normal tissue. So we do think this is a gentler and kinder treatment for patients.
It takes around 20 days for the therapy to be produced overseas and returned to Australia. But in a move that will bring faster access to treatment, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has granted approval for Kymriah to be produced in Melbourne. Manufacturer Cell Therapies will start production on behalf of pharmaceutical company Novartis at its facility within the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. Dominic Wall says what's exciting is it's one of just 6 manufacturing sites worldwide.
What that really means is that it puts Victoria in one of the driving seats where this new technology comes forward.
He says local manufacturing will make the supply chain more resilient through the pandemic, giving patients in Australia greater confidence they're receiving timely treatment.
It's very meaningful for patients to find out that we can guarantee their infusion date, we're absolutely certain when they're going to get their treatment. And it's also very meaningful for Australia that we'll be able to continue doing that for hopefully other cancer treatments that will use similar technology.
Production will cater for the Asia-Pacific region and create highly skilled jobs. Chief Executive at Peter Mac, Dr. Shelley Dolan, says CAR T therapy is primarily used to treat blood cancers.
But not only that, we are looking at evidence now across the world for solid cancers as well, or solid tumours. So these are real breakthroughs, and for somebody who's been a nurse working with cancer for over 30 years, in my lifetime to see this is really fantastic.
Hundreds of patients are expected to benefit this year alone. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.